Chapter 8, Pondering Purpose. Kara drove directly to the woods. She walked into the deciduous forest. Taking a narrow pathway, she quietly moved toward a rocky precipice. Familiarity with this lush area helped Kara to move silently. A smile of gentle comfort came across her face. Gliding. Yes, Kara felt as if she were gliding on an invisible cushion of plush pulp. This was the most perfect place in the world. The feeling of the sultry, somewhat sticky fresh water of the Great Lake Erie irradiated the leafy green plants and trees. The jungle-like domain allowed Kara to sink into a cosmic connection with the earth. This was Kara's favorite environment, the place where she belonged. Hearing the sound of a dove, just where the path split, Kara veered toward the water. The trees were less thick, yet the ground vegetation felt soft and inviting. The afternoon sun was warm and bright. Glowing, glimmering serenity prevailed as Kara sat at the base of a sugar maple tree. Loam formed a comfortable cushion, tree bark a pleasant backrest. A pileated woodpecker drummed noisily. The reverberating sounds broke the silence. As Kara closed her eyes, the pounding of the huge bird stopped. It flew off toward the northwest. How do I make sense out of what has transpired? Queried Kara's overwhelmed mind. Kara felt a familial connection with Abby. Meeting this unconscious young woman seemed familiar. Kara knew that she wanted to continue preternatural communication with Abby to ascertain the truth of how and why she was rendered unconscious. Initially, seeing Abby's fog-like, circular, airy form was similar to perceiving an aura. Feeling or seeing auras, now known as the biofield, is unremarkable among body workers, healers, and shaman. Even the scientific community is well aware of electrophysiology and electromagnetism. The aura of vibration was not the issue. The imparting of information, especially that Abby was aware enough to leave her body and communicate metaphysically, this transcended physical matter. Yet if Abby could transcend her physical existence, why didn't she leave the physical plane? This was the key component in Kara's concerns. Sometimes intuition seems like paranoia. What are the ghosts in the ointment? I must move out of this hyperactive, stressed, and overthinking agitation. Kara shifted her mental attention, calmed her emotions, and mindfully breathed deeply. Kara and Ragel sat easily under the sugar maple tree. An eerie silence took over, and a slight gleam in the form of a pyramid overshadowed the space above Kara. A bee flew through the pyramid. the pyramidal pattern positioned itself by encompassing the area where Kara and Raquel rested. There was a slight vibratory sound. Peaceful. Recalling the first time she experienced the ancient Mayan-like altar and the chalice, Kara felt a spiritual energy descend through her body. This was the same consecration of sacredness she felt at the age of 9. Divine nature transformed Kara. At that moment, she knew she had been imbued with otherworldly powers. The golden chalice appeared, and Raquel's form lifted into an angelic vision. The communication was clear. Kara was transfigured into a wavy, undulating, glowing mist. Kara knew that Abhi had to stay in her body until she could impart the truth and assure that justice was served. Kara felt the tug of having the choice of free will. If Kara agreed to communicate with Abhi and take on the tasks that would be required of her, Abhi could be freed. As in Hamlet, using Shakespeare's words, Abhi could shuffle off this mortal coil. Personally, my awareness of why I'm involved must be clarified in my mind. What is my purpose? Am I to take up the sword of justice to right a wrong or wrongs that are yet to be discovered or even disclosed to me? Knowing that through her involvement in helping Abhi to die rather than persist in suffering, Kara could be saving the truth that Abhi held within her soul. Only when the truth was known, identified, and acted upon through justice could Abhi's essence, her soul, pass over to the higher order or dimension. Ralph Maynard, the arrogant narcissist, legal counsel, wanting more fame. Kara realized that tomorrow, when she met Ralph at the nursing home, she would answer his question. Yes, I will take the case. The end.